Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from All at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, March the 8th. I'm Beth.
I'm Louise.
And I'm Margaret.
Coming up this week, we have the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. And first, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 6:33 a.m. and sunset will be at 6:05 p.m. Temperatures will remain fairly mild, peaking at about 11 degrees centigrade, that's 48 degrees Fahrenheit, by Wednesday. Hopefully spring is beginning to arrive.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. Are you struggling in the kitchen preparing food and drinks? Have you thought about weather equipment such as heat-resistant gloves that prevent dry burns and taking thermometers to check your food is cooked in the middle? It is equally important to ensure you are utilising the correct lighting level and colour contrasts. There are a huge range of assistive kitchen equipment available to make those essential tasks easier. So if you need help and advice, just ask John at the Beacon on 01902 886 786.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. Calling all cake fans. The world-renowned, much-loved and always anticipated Cake International, the Sugarcraft Cake Decorating and Baking Show, returns to the NEC Birmingham between March the 17th and 19th. Organisers say it is set to be the biggest and brightest show yet. It will host the world's largest display of competition pieces, demonstrators and industry experts from around the world to teach the newest trends and stands full of those must-have baking and sugar crafting essentials. Visitors can also explore three other exciting shows at the NEC: Sewing for Pleasure, Fashion and Embroidery, and Hobby Crafts. These shows are all included in your ticket to visit Cake International. Tickets cost £11 or £12 for adults in advance, or £13 or £14 on the door. Visit www.thenec.co.uk for more information.
The Birmingham Comic Con is making a return to the city between March the 18th and 19th. The event is aimed at comic fans of all genres and brings together all styles in one space at the NEC. Among the stars who will be appearing are Billy Piper, Michael Landes, and some famous faces from Starsky and Hutch. Tickets start from £11 in advance, and for more information, visit www.thenec.co.uk.
A new art gallery will be opening at Whittick Manor in Wolverhampton, it has been announced. The old malt house at the National Trust-run venue is being converted into the gallery site. Builders are on site this month and the area is currently fenced off. The Trust is working with the De Morgan Foundation for its first exhibition in May, which will feature items from its collection of art and ceramics. William De Morgan worked with another famous designer, William Morris, supplying him with iconic red lustre tiles and decorative ceramics. Listen out for further updates in the coming weeks. It is planned that the gallery will open in May.
You can join the Gentlemen Songsters Male Voice Choir with special guest soprano Laura White for an evening's entertainment in Dudley later this month. The choir will be putting on a special performance on March the 25th at Dudley Town Hall from 7:30 p.m. Profits will go towards Access in Dudley and their rowing project in partnership with Dudley Rowing Club. Tickets are £20 for the front rows and front balcony and £15 for the middle and rear rows. To book, call 01746 763 850.
Thank you, Louise, and thank you, Beth. Now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre. Firstly, the Beacon Centre would like to say a huge thank you to the wonderful folks at St Martin's and St Paul's Church in Tipton, who have helped raise a fantastic £500 in aid of Beacon. Each year, the church raises money for 12 local charities through its Tree of Light appeal, and Beacon was chosen to be the beneficiary in the latest fundraising effort. Beacon Centre Partnership Development Manager Donna Gordon said, "This year was the first time Beacon was chosen, so we are thrilled. The night was made all the more enjoyable by the Tipton Community Choir, who put on a fantastic performance. We would like to say thank you to everyone involved, as this money is vital in enabling Beacon to continue to support people with sight loss across the region. This money is so important to the centre and helps us to run services such as the Talking News." Next, the Beacon Centre in Stourbridge was delighted to welcome Pat Quirk to a recent meeting of our Stourbridge men's group, who came in to talk about Wolves and the origins of football. He brought with him some great memorabilia, and our members were delighted to learn more during the visit. Our men's group is held at the Beacon Centre base in the Mary Stevens Centre in Stourbridge on the third Tuesday of each month between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. As well as speakers, they enjoy other entertainment, music, walks, socials and pub lunches. There is a small cost involved in coming along, but if you'd like to find out more, contact Becky on 01384 889 885. The group is very welcoming and new members will be made most welcome. Now, if you're looking to get out and about during March, the Beacon Centre has organised plenty of activities. As you may have heard us mention before, our tandem club is expanding and we now have more experienced riders ready to spin you around Wolverhampton's West Park. We currently have dates pencilled in the diary for March the 14th and the 28th and will cost £5 to attend. Call Tim via 01902 880 111 or email tjukes@beaconvision.org to book your place. Calling all green-fingered listeners, the Beacon team will be back at their allotments on March the 15th to get ready for the year ahead. The allotments are located in Boundary Way, Penn, Wolverhampton. And if the weather holds up, budding gardeners will be meeting each Wednesday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. The cost of this activity is £3. And for more information, contact Tim Jukes on 01902 880 111 or email tjukes@beaconvision.org. And with that final item, we'll now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Margaret.
Goodbye from Beth.
And goodbye from Louise.